Welcome to Bookish Podcast with Kath and Al, a podcast about books-ish. A quick disclaimer before we start, there may be some spoilers, so please save the episode for later if you don't want any. And also, please follow us on social at We Are Bookish Pod. We hope you enjoy.
First. Good Hello. Morning. Hi. Hey, go. Hi.
Guys, if this episode makes it to your ears, we all need to celebrate because... frankly, this is the third time we've recorded this episode, and we've had a few tech issues this morning already. So, shout out to someone. What's his name? Saeed. On Riverside. Helping us out. But also, I think we're cursed. Or at least I think this episode is cursed. So.
Yeah, it doesn't like us, not in the slightest.
No.
But then, I didn't really like this book. So...
well, I did, so there you go.
It's because one half of us didn't love it, it's why now it's cursing. I don't know why we've had so many issues with this, honestly.
It's been wild. Like, I thought I was ready. I said to Ellie, I said, you know, I think I'm ready to try it again. I don't think I am, actually. Not sure I'm ready. Basically, we're going to be talking about Olive by Emma Gallen today, which probably seen on our socials quite a long time ago, because we did record it in like, the summer, and then we recorded it in September, and it is now almost December. So there you go. That's where we're at. That's one of the reasons why we missed an episode back a few weeks ago. But...
because the quality of the recording was just so bad. And I think that was September, no? And I think that was my episode to edit. And I was like, I'm going to Spain. We don't have the time to do this. And it was to the point where we might actually have needed to re-record the whole thing. Because it's what we're doing now. Because it was in such terrible shape.
Yeah. Yeah. But... yeah.
It's so funny to look back at our notes as well. It's like, what did we get up to this week? Moving. Bake Off. We're a long way past that now.
Anyway, what have you been up to this week?
I inhaled, half of Selling Sunset, and I'm not going to talk about it because Kath hasn't watched it yet. So we'll...
my exact words were, if you give me any spoilers, I'll never speak to you ever again.
But it
won't be good news for Bookish Pod if Ellie gives me spoilers. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's fantastic. Everyone's fabulous looking as always. I absolutely love Queen Christine. She's such a fabulous pantomime villain. You can't take her villainy seriously as a viewer. I guess in real life, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but I feel like she plays up to it because of the cameras.
Exactly that.
I don't think she's actually like that. I think she's like a caricature of herself. And she I'm sure she's a bit bitchy and a bit mean, but like, yeah.
She knows it, but she's just fun. Some of the stuff that she wears while she's pregnant is fantastic.
I was going to say, doesn't she have a bubby?
She does.
Oh, it's relevant to this episode.
She does have the baby. I'm not going to say anything. She just looks fantastic.
Well, I think everyone knows that anyway because of Instagram, right? We knew that she was going to have a little bubby.
Oh,
a little mini Christine. Is that scary? I think that's
baby
scary.
Baby C, because she said she wants to be like the Kardashians of the seas.
Stop it. No, stop it.
But like the KC's.
She did not put herself in the same category as the Kardashians. She absolutely did not do that. You're not telling me that she did that.
She's fantastic. I absolutely love her. They're all fantastic with this. Well, I mean, still don't like Davina.
But is she still in it?
I'm not telling you anything.
Okay. I want to know if the house has been sold or not.
I'm not telling you anything. But yeah, she's...
Ellie really values our friendship because she doesn't want to tell me so that I won't see Token.
She's loitering, and then honestly, when she came on screen, we're like, boo. Don't boo her in real life. Don't send her hate on any of her socials. It's
no,
all
guys,
fictional.
This is all in jest.
This is all in jest.
They aren't. That's not who they really... like, people on reality TV are just actors. I think everyone just needs to remember that sometimes.
Also, Maya is still my favourite. She's fantastic.
Oh my God,
She's that person where she just drops a shady comment at the right time. And if you just catch it, you're like, you're bad
I know.
girl.
I think we both know someone else like that as well.
Yes. You just
In real life.
in real life that just comes in with the comments that are just so shady, and it's brilliant. Like, yes, girl, you spill that tea. You throw that shade because it's honestly fantastic.
I actually think we might know a few people like that.
And they can get away with it as well. They can make comments like that, but completely get away with it.
I wish I was like that. I just
Yeah.
chat all the time. I'm just like, that's why I have a podcast. It allows me to chat.
I've been watching that, and then my friend came over. I was very hungover yesterday because I took Tuesday off, so me and my friend could watch The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, which is like two from every of the most successful Housewives franchises, like the longest running ones. And like the plot device in the show is that they go away in their own franchises. And so if you're familiar with the show, then you would know that they go on a trip in their franchises, like somewhere really bougie and fantastic, and one of the girls hosts the trip. What they've done for this Ultimate Housewife season is they've taken two from every franchise, with the exception of Beverly Hills, where it was just Kyle, and they went to the Turks and Caicos. And I was saying to my friends, how much do you think it would be to rent that villa? Could we go? We can't go. Not happening.
Yes.
But it was so good. We literally they've got the first four episodes out on Hayu, so we sat and we just had like a housewives marathon. And I was just like, I'm so upset that that didn't happen on the same day Selling Sunset, because we could have gone from one reality TV program binge watch to another, and it would have been the best day. But it's so the house Kenya has come off really well in this Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. The four episodes that we've got in so far. Ramona is absolutely crazy. I love Luann, Countess Luann, brilliant. Kyle is queen as always. And my friend's going on her honeymoon, and she was just like, I need to look like Kyle. Kyle is my inspiration. Kyle is Kathy Hilton's sister, Paris Hilton's aunt.
I'm not gonna lie to you, all of these names,
Achoo!
I'm lost. But it sounds great.
It is. It's just perfect. I think you need to start watching Real Housewives, Kath, because it's
Maybe.
honestly brilliant.
You know what I did
Like,
start watching the other day? It's Jane the
what's that?
Virgin.
Jane the
Because
Virgin. Oh,
I've never
brilliant
seen it.
program. You've never
I
seen Jane
know.
the Virgin?
No. I told this is
Oh.
my this is this is literally my life. I'll be like, I've never seen this, and people will be like, oh my God, you've never seen that, because I've never seen anything, because I'm rubbish. I
Kath,
just watch Schitt's Creek and on repeat.
Kath, you'll love Jane the Virgin because she is a lover of romance, and it's very much a telenovela, but it is like the story of Jane's romance,
Yeah,
and it's
well,
just brilliant, and it's great plot twist at the end. It's
also theme
fantastic.
of motherhood
Dun, 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 dun,
related to this episode.
dun, 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 dun,
Dun,
dun,
dun,
dun,
dun, dun.
dun, dun.
So that's our current Netflix
That's
vibe.
literally what we've been watching.
And also I am on episode 5 of You now. I'm getting there. See guys, I just don't watch enough TV, and Ellie's like, watch it. I've got Ellie at me every day being like, watch this. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Takes me about 6 weeks to watch a series. It takes everyone else about 3 days.
And
So.
to be fair, you this I've found it really hard to get into you this season
We're going to do an
because.
episode, aren't we?
Yeah, it was super slow. I'll hold on those thoughts, but it does get better. So my friend texted me from Texas, and she was just like, stay with it. I got a text overnight, and she's like, you keep going, don't give
Okay,
up.
I need to continue, but I have had a big spoiler. It's a bit annoying, but we move.
I had some spoilers, but by the time I'd got to finish it, they were all out in the universe. Also,
I've
can I just
avoided
say,
them. Yeah.
really big, like yesterday, not only did Selling Sunset drop, but also Hawkeye dropped on Disney Plus, and I'm a big Marvel nerd, and I wanted to watch Selling Sunset and not Hawkeye. That's a big deal that I just like, no, not Marvel. And I think I'm exhausted a little bit by the amount that they're dropping, because if it's not a
It's a
TV show,
lot.
it's a lot.
I think because they're trying to be like, we're dropping new things every week, but
It's
it's a
too
lot.
much. So, Olive, Kath really liked Olive. I didn't.
Yeah, we had mixed opinions on this one, to be honest. I liked it. I think it's an easy read. I think, yeah. I wouldn't say it's
Definitely.
like the best book I've ever read, but I think, yeah, I enjoyed reading it. I think obviously it's got a bit of a shit ending, really, which does always ruin a book a little bit, but
Did you ever get to read the extended epilogue? Did you ever get to
no, I
see
haven't
that?
actually. I find it really weird that that's in some books and not others. Like, I get they're trying to be like exclusive to Waterstones or whatever, but like, I do find that a bit strange. It doesn't it completely change the book?
It does, yeah. I feel like you're completely right. It was very easy to read. I think there's a lot of discussion that can be had about it, and that's what I can say I enjoyed about the book. But I almost feel like who's this by? Emma Gannon. There's almost too much going on to really concentrate on having a good discussion about some of these things. And like too many plot devices, too many big things going on for a lot of the characters, because there's
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
and I didn't like the protagonist at all. I think she was
Yeah.
very like,
Quite selfish.
yeah, I didn't root for her. You know, we were doing talking about Girl with a Louding Voice, but you
Yeah.
rooted for Adani. I didn't root for Olive. I could understand maybe her pain and her struggle in trying to find her place, but I didn't really like the friendship dynamic. I didn't understand how people didn't talk to each other, and I do know that people don't talk to each other. I was just,
But I feel like they're portrayed as like best friends and they don't speak to each other about stuff. Like, I feel
yeah.
like they're not just like, I don't know, it's like set up like they've been best friends for like years and years and years and years. And then they just have this like really toxic like
Yes.
communication,
Yeah,
which
but
I
that
know
does happen.
happened. I know it
Yeah.
happens. And like, I've probably got a few friends that, not toxic situations, but like a few friends that maybe I need to communicate better with. But yeah, I
They
don't
sort of live, they sort of live not under each other, or on top of each other. It's just a very unhealthy dynamic, at least in this group of friends. Whereas,
Yeah.
like, you know, when we read Ghosts,
Yeah.
I understood that more. Like, you could understand what that dynamic was, and that made sense.
But
Where
I
this
think
is
as well,
like,
there was only two friends and they were like, they had different roles in the story. Well, it's like, there's like, it's a group of four friends and it tries to cover all of them. I get why it tries to do that because basically, like, the theme of the book is like motherhood and like choosing not to be a mother or
yeah.
choosing to be a mother or not being able to be a mother. So
Yeah.
there's like four best friends and they all have different, like, different situations. So one of them's got like three kids. She had kids really early, like, married, three kids kind of thing. The other one is just about to have a baby or just had a baby and like she goes through like a bit of like depression after the baby's born and stuff. So it's like all about like struggling with like a newborn and stuff and like that sort of side of the mental health stuff. And then there's
Postpartum problems, like, yeah.
and then there's another the third friend is trying to have IVF and it's not very successful. So that's like she's really, really struggling with that because that's like obviously really difficult. And then the main character, Olive, it t chooses not to have kids. Like she doesn't want to have kids. And she actually breaks up with her boyfriend over it of like 10 years or something crazy like that. Which Ellie feels quite strongly about because she thinks that she would have spoken by
I
then.
just like, I understand that these things happen because they do, and I understand that you can be in partnerships whereby you might have a discussion and then not touch it and think that touch it again and then think that someone would have changed their mind.
Yeah.
But so I do understand that that happened, but I got the impression from reading the book, and it's been a while, that they just didn't talk about it at all, and then that no one had actually ever had a conversation with her. Like, me being 31, God, that sucks. Wow, that's old. No, it doesn't
Honey,
suck because I'm
31's the
lucky to
new.
be alive, but you know, like,
31's the new 21, honey.
wow, I'm old. I get those questions thrown at me all the time, or I know, or I've been in situations where people are in partnerships now and it's like, so when are you going to have kids and stuff like that? And if you get it from one end, the other person's going to get it from the other side, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, people
So
don't...
it would prompt the conversation, right?
It would prompt, at least it would always be there. And I would understand if this was like she'd been with her partner for 5, 6, 7 years, and then it was like, actually, we should have a conversation about this. But it
10 years or something.
It was like 10 years plus, and I that they then decided to be like, well, to me, it was just a bit like weird that they hadn't really had a proper conversation, which is what I gathered from the book.
Yeah, I think she kept dismissing it and stuff, didn't she?
I feel
like, as well, because that was sort of like the start of the book, we didn't really get that much context.
I think it would have been better if we had. Yeah. She was just like, oh,
we've I broken up. She just,
she assumed that he didn't want kids because they'd never brought it up. And I was just like, I don't understand how you've not had this conversation, really.
Also, I think, like, it is important to have those conversations because, like, obviously, like, if one of you doesn't want something and one of you does, like, that's quite fundamental. But, yeah, I think there's always that, like, rhetoric around motherhood and wanting kids that's like, oh, they'll change their mind. Like, I think that's what kind of bugs me. Like, I personally don't, like, have a strong opinion. Like, I think I'm, like, I'm 26 and I'm like, well, hopefully one day, but I'm not, like, I don't really know, because I'm nowhere near, like, I live in a flat share, like, I'm not in, like, a situation where I really need to think that hard about it. So, but then I feel like it still annoys me if, like, I have conversations with people and they're like, I had a conversation once with a friend and she was like, everyone keeps telling me that I'm going to change, she said she didn't want kids, and she was like, everyone keeps telling me that I'm going to change my mind. And, like, how ridiculous is that? You're just invalidating someone's opinion. Like, and if she does change her mind, whatever, like, that's fine, that's on her. But, like, as in, that's up to her. But she, like, the fact that that's everybody's automatic response rather than, like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, it's none of your fucking business anyway, like, frankly, whether someone wants kids or not. It's actually nobody else's business. So it's weird that people's automatic response are, like, I think that's the default, isn't it, for women? Like, oh, you'll want kids because you'll have that instinct. And it's like, not everybody does, and that's, like, absolutely fine. And the other thing that I've seen is, like, people not wanting kids and saying, like, it doesn't have to be a career move to not want kids. Because that's the thing, isn't it? Like, people are like, oh, she doesn't want kids because she wants to focus on her career. Like, it doesn't, you can just not want kids. It doesn't have to be a career move. And now there's a lot of people that say they don't want kids because of, like, climate change and things like that. Like, there's so many reasons.
Adding children to the world doesn't help the climate. I'm not being a
No, that's, like, genuinely an opinion that a lot of people have.
It's funny, I just thought, because I don't know if you saw yesterday on Twitter, Prince William had made this, like, ridiculous thing, statement about the growing population in Africa being the reason that...
Seriously?
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Wow.
And then everyone was just like, you, sitting there scrounging off other people whilst having three kids and...
Sorry, I was going to say, he's got three kids.
Yeah.
He flies on a private jet.
Yeah, it says you. Sorry, what?
I mean, no, he can't just get on, like, an easy jet flight with the rest of us, but, like, also.
What did he bloody start? Fucking git. But, like, yeah, he'd made some sort of inane comment. And then it's just, like, if you think about all the pollution and waste that the West produces in comparison to, like, the continent of Africa, like, that's so fucking ridiculous. Like... But I digress. People do not have kids for that reason. They have for whatever reason that is valid, like, for you. Like, don't...
Yeah. Like... Also, can I just say, I can't believe I missed that on Twitter yesterday. That's how busy I was.
Bolu, I think Bolu tweeted... I saw a few people tweet about it yesterday. It came from the Times. It was,
mental.
Yeah.
But also, so there's obviously the, like, main theme is, like, not wanting kids and navigating that, and, like that was the whole point of the book, is, like, a childless protagonist and, like, choosing to be child-free by choice. But then they obviously the book explores like the different storylines as well.
She has to sort of deal with her emotions and her thinking and her thoughts around having or not having children with people that are who do want children, which is difficult, especially when you have I've forgotten the girl's name, the one that struggles with IVF.
Isla.
Oh, they all have really pretty names.
They do actually. Yeah.
They all have very pretty names. Which I thought was I enjoyed, and if that's the right word.
Appreciated
storyline. I appreciated Isla's storyline. I found that hard to read with what was going on with Olive, because that all of them are pretty insensitive to the fact
to each
that,
other.
Yeah, to each yeah. other, all of them actually. Yeah. They're really insensitive
because each of those circumstances has its challenges.
Yeah, and so they get absorbed in their own.
Yeah, and it's like I personally don't think the IVF story was told with enough nuance.
Yes, agreed.
Because I think the subject is very, very difficult for a lot of women. And I'm not sure it was. Because I feel like because it wasn't the main story, it was like, so Olive is the main story, and then the other, her three friends are like subplots, basically, told through Olive's eyes. I think that's probably why, because it was told through Olive's eyes. But yeah, I personally, that's like one thing, one little qualm I have with the book.
And that's where I think maybe she was just a bit too stretched.
Yeah, maybe it needed to be longer. I can't believe I'm saying this, but like,
to be fair, it would have been easily. I think she just needed to cut like two of the storylines.
Yeah, or maybe had three friends. But I guess then, like, yeah, because you still could have had the mother, the fertility story, and the childless story. You know, mm-hmm. So you still could have had, because there's two like mother stories. They're very different, but like. You still could have like done that, I suppose, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I get why she did it the way she did, because like she had the person that was like, oh, like a mother from the like get-go, and then the person who had like the child but wasn't sure, and then just then met someone and had a child kind of thing. See, two different
paths. Because the mother, the mother that had kids from the get-go then questions whether she had done everything too early. Which was quite interesting because you see the breakdown of her marriage essentially in that. Was he cheating?
Yeah, I think he was. I don't really like cheating storylines, they make me upset. I'm reading a book at the moment. Huh?
Because you're a romantic.
I'm reading a book at the moment and called Standard Deviation. It's really funny actually, it's really good.
What's it about?
It's about this married couple and like their life, and like he's like older than her, but he had an affair, so she's his second wife, and then he like sort of starts meeting up with his first wife, but not in like, he doesn't have an affair with his first. It's all like quite interesting, and then they have a kid who's got Asperger's, and he goes to this origami club, and like the origami club characters are great. Like there's loads of really great like sub characters in it, as well as like the main characters being quite funny, and you see it from the husband's point of view, and the wife, so the second wife that he's with now, he's like just like a bit like blah, 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 like all the time, and like it's just really funny, like because he's just like how is this woman doing, but like obviously he loves her, he's not saying but he's like, what is this woman doing? Like, she just will, like, say something, like, really, like, no filter in the middle of the supermarket. And he's just like, what the hell?
It's like, what?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so that's got cheating storylines in. And I'm like, no!
Stop cheating on each other!
For goodness sake, communication!
You don't know what... It's weird what... Well, it's not weird. Things will motivate or drive people to cheat where maybe they necessarily didn't think that was what they would do, and then where they end up.
It's also like, you know, if someone's got to the point of cheating, the relationships, like, you know, there's all, yeah,
anyway, I just it's just upsets me because I'm like, no, you're gonna hurt someone. Stop it.
But yeah, it's yeah, and maybe they didn't need her as a character. Maybe she balances things, because then the other two are quite intense. Like, you've got the postpartum kind of stuff, and then you've got the IVF, and then you've got the I don't know, it could have been balanced better for me personally. It's just like, I don't understand how they're all supposed to be such good friends, but then they're not.
I guess it's almost like, you know, they were friends at uni and now their lives are very different, like what friendship looks like as you like move through life and stuff. But then
they were friends, I think they were like childhood friends, and they all went to the same uni, and then they all like they lived in each other's pockets.
Yeah,
that's why it was like really unhealthy.
Yeah, they're almost like sisters, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think I enjoyed the book. I think I was shocked that we did it for book club. Shock. And I was shocked that people didn't really like it. But I mean, I can see why. Like, when we talk about it, and like, there's lots of like the ending is just a bit rogue. Like, I don't know, she ends up basically, okay, spoiler, but she ends up, it's a book, spoiler, it's fine. She ends up like basically becoming a mother, more like a stepmother anyway.
Yeah, in a really rogue way.
So it's like, well, what was the point? Obviously, I know it's fiction, but like,
she didn't mind being a mother, I guess, to stepchildren that were pretty much adults.
And I get that, and that makes sense, but it's almost a bit like, well, I think she could have just found someone who also didn't want children.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. They spent the whole book having to have her fight her corner about not having children for her to end up as a quasi mother anyway, which was just a bit like, I really wanted her to sort of like really stand behind that belief and dig in and be like, no. And I wanted it to be okay for her to meet a man, or yeah, she likes, yeah, to meet a man in this situation that also didn't want children, and for that to be okay for them as a couple. And yeah, I was a bit like, well, this is crap. Not because he had children already, just because he didn't want them, and that should be okay. Like, if this is what we're saying, that people don't want kids, and that's just because they don't want kids, then let's see it all the way through. Let's not.
Because also, I feel like the story was a good, like, I quite like, if you take away the child-free element of the book, the fact that, and by the way, I'm using the term child-free because that's what Emma Gannon uses.
Yes, like, child-free.
That's what she used to describe, like, the book and stuff. If you take away the fact that's the theme of the book, then it's quite a nice ending, because she meets a really nice guy and she like gets integrated into her family and she like she gets what she wants. But the fact that the whole book is making a statement and then that's the ending, I think that's where the issue lies. Like, if it was just like, oh, Olive happens to not want kids and that's just part of her character, it's not the premise of the entire book, then the ending would have been fine.
Yeah, also I think there's characters that change their mind as well, right? So when she goes to that, it's not that not comedy club, what is it, she goes to that evening,
she goes to like some like event where everyone there has chosen not to have kids or something.
Yes. She goes to that event, and they sort of all talk and say why they don't want to, why they are child free by choice. And then a woman goes to the mic and is like, yep, totally agree. But then actually now I'm pregnant. And then it just got wild because everyone was just
and everyone was like, get out. Yeah.
But then also, like, I think it goes both ways, right? I think you need to be supportive of everyone regardless of.
Yeah, agreed.
Because you can change your mind, and people do change. I get that. People can and do change their mind, and that's absolutely fine. We are people. We are human. We are entitled to do
that. But you still got to respect that person's decision at that time and their opinion at that time. Like, life throws all sorts of shit at people all the time. So, like, obviously your opinion's going to change because your life's going to change. Like, nobody's life is going to stay the same, and you don't know. Yeah, not to get too deep, but you just don't.
Sorry, I was going to say, I love that we're making this point, but we were like, she should have just kept her child free.
Yeah, we're being a bit contradictory, but yeah. This is a story, so we're talking about it in the sense of a story when it comes to actual life. And also, she doesn't change her mind. She still stands by what she, like, yeah. It just would have been a better plot, I think, if...
I just think because she'd gone gung-ho for having such a stance on that, for that reason, that it would have been nice for her to sort of not had to compromise in some kind of way.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what is nice, though, to read a book about, like, womanhood, like, that does... It does talk about lots of different things and, like, you know...
Yeah.
I think, you know, there could have perhaps been, like, a little bit more intersectionality in the book, potentially, as well. But... Yeah. But I guess, like, the book is what it is. Like, it's... Yeah. I did think that when you were talking on the theme of, like, motherhood and, like, womanhood, like, a little bit more... A little bit of intersectionality would have been...
Great.
Would have been appreciated from my point of view, I feel. Is that a harsh comment to make? Because I feel like the book does what it does.
I guess she's just writing what she knows, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But just, you know, just thinking about, you know, when I was reading it, that was a thought that came to my head. Like, I really like this story, I really like this book, but it would be good if we had a little bit of perspective from... this, like, maybe it could have been through the community that she joins, yeah, or something.
Hear enough from them, really.
No, it could have, but then again, we've just said that the book had too many storylines.
I don't know if it could have been done in a different way. I don't know if it could have been, like, not about her friendship group or dealing with that, but maybe, like, someone at work, or I don't.
It's very hard because, yeah, I mean, look at us being critique, like, we haven't written a novel.
We're not going through this. I don't know. I just think maybe it could have been what I really liked about Ghosts was it wasn't just like within that subset of friends, right? It was the people around her. So maybe it needed to be a bit more the people around her. So not just her friendship group, but maybe her boss.
A few more subplots.
Maybe.
A few more sub-characters, yeah.
Or the plot, you just moved some of the storylines to different people to get more of a... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a better view of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was about a group of 30-year-olds and them dealing with motherhood now, and like I think the girl with the F Isla, like, she changes her mind because she is the friend of Olive who was sort of like don't want kids and met someone and it was kind of like oh no that was the other person, I'm confusing them, that was the other person, that was the one that did have kids and then had postpartum. So Isla, the one that had IVF, I think she's sort of kicking herself because she maybe came to it a bit too late. And, like, obviously, now I'm in a stage now, like, in 10 years' time, like, biologically, my body might not want me to have, like, kids. And that's, like, a really weird, crazy thing to think. Like, you had so much time before in your 20s, don't really think about it. And now I'm, like, 31 and I'm thinking, oh, I don't actually really have that much time if I want to have children.
Okay, on that point, actually, in Standard Deviation, there is a little bit that I just read, and it was like, the main character thinks she might be pregnant, and she's like, it's funny that we spend so much of our lives scared and, like, trying not to get pregnant.
Yeah.
like, you know, when you're young and you're like, oh my god, shit. We spend so much of our time, like, worrying about it, like, trying to make it not happen. And then when you want it to happen, sometimes it doesn't happen for you when it's just rubbish. Like, the way that's how it works. It's like, oh, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because we do spend a lot of our time as young women being like talking to friends about it and being like, oh, better be careful.
Better be careful. And now it's at a point where, like, I'm not in, you know, I'm very single. I'm not in a situation where I can start to be like with a partner. Should we Do we want kids? Do we want to start thinking about it? Like, I had a conversation, had some conversations a few weeks ago. I've got where my friend is starting to think about like freezing her eggs and stuff like that. And it's made me think, or got like, we, you know, when we knew each other, how long have I known her? A while, 7-8 years. You know, that was never a thing. She's a bit older than me. But now we're both in our 30s, and it's like, ah, it's so funny, because I was always in my 20s up until like last year. But now it's like,
that's how it works.
But now it's like, oh, my situation hasn't changed. I don't know what's going to happen in 10 years, but maybe I need to be a bit more proactive about, okay, I know that someone that's going through the process of freezing embryos, of eggs, etc. Maybe I need to start thinking about that. Maybe I need to start putting money aside, because if my situation doesn't change and if I don't meet a guy, then I still would like to have the opportunity to have kids. And so, I mean, there's more to it than that, because then I've come from a single parent family, and I don't know that I'd want to do that, knowing how hard it was for my mum and stuff. But also, it's like, I would like to have the option, but now I have to think about that so much more. Like, I have to put the money aside, because it's like,
yeah,
a couple of grand just to be able to do
that. It's expensive,
that.
Yeah.
It's expensive, and it's, yeah, it's interesting that your mindset shifts. It completely changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Just to and be able to have the choice.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's unfair that we have to do all of these things to be able to have the choice, and it's unfair that we have to think about it so much before that when we're trying to like establish our lives, like,
yeah, yeah.
Life,
very deep. I mean I enjoyed the book for the fact of the conversation. I enjoy maybe some of the plot devices or the structures or all of the people in it? No, but you're not going to meet everyone in life that you like, so it's fine.
This is way too deep for Thursday morning.
It's fine. Like, I think, you know, she does a good enough job about making sure people have a conversation. So I'll give her that at least.
Yeah.
Very good for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What would you give it on Goodreads?
Did I? I haven't given very many ratings this year.
I actually had a conversation the other day about Goodreads and ratings, and like, a 4 can mean many, many things.
It can be, yeah.
I gave it a 4. This
glitchy app, and it's bloody...
I think we might need to move to Storygraph. I might make an account. But I feel like I've got all my books on Goodreads now. I've been doing it for 2 years on Goodreads.
Maybe just start in the new year.
Yeah. Good shout.
I changed my Matthew McConaughey to 5 stars because I really enjoyed that. I gave Olive 3.
Okay, fine. I gave it 4.
Middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like Ghosts. It's like quite a millennial read. Quite relatable for a lot of people, I imagine, in a lot of ways. There's no ghosting in it. But, you know, we just have real life for that, so...
Oh, don't we know it, Kath?
Love
Although
you.
I've got to say, I'm quite proud of myself. I stood up for myself, which is something I've never have done. To give context, fuck boys be fuck boying.
But boys spelled B-O-I, remember?
And yeah, for once, normally I just take stuff, but this time I stood up for myself. I'm quite proud. So
I'm
got
proud
nothing
of you.
To be, yeah. Nothing to be ashamed. Nothing
I'm
to
proud
be
of you. I think you did good.
Thank
I'm
you.
Proud.
And I just deleted the chat. I was just like, why are you texting me? Go away.
Bye. Bye. They always come back.
Always come back. Sorry I let you down. Let me down how? Let yourself down.
Honey, the only person that got let down here was you.
Yeah.
Let's not be delusional now, shall we?
Oh, it's been 2 weeks. I forgot about it.
Honestly. Oh my god, though, did my friend send me this Hinge profile that they saw the other day?
Please share.
It's so funny. Oh my god, I can't do it. Or we talk way too much.
You can't find it.
No, I found it. It says, I'm looking for... Okay, wait, I can't. I've got to compose. A woman that is ambitious yet humble. A foodie yet fit. Extroverted yet independent. Adventurous yet committed. We challenge each other and grow. Exclamation mark.
A foodie yet fit.
That really sends me like...
What? Wow.
Basically, you pretend to like good food, but you actually go to the gym 5 hours a day and you have really bad mental health.
He wants a cool girl. That forever is one of my most favourite descriptions in a book from Gone Girl. Like that bit when she talks about the cool girl in Gone Girl. My most favourite description, because it's exactly how it feels. He is a prime example of wanting a cool girl.
Also, like, being extroverted doesn't mean you're not independent.
Yeah,
and being ambitious doesn't mean you're not humble. And being fit doesn't mean you're not a foodie. Like, you can be fit, as in, he obviously means physically fit, not like, oh, she's fit. Although, I'm not sure, to be honest, at this point.
I'm not sure.
I'm not entirely sure.
So. I'm not sure. I don't think he quite got the levels of
he's trying to be like really edgy and be like, this is like, I want you to be a balanced person. We challenge each other and grow. Piss off. If I was my friend, I might have matched with him just to make fun of him. Like, obviously I wouldn't be nasty, but like, she'd be like, what the hell do you mean? Like, I'd challenge him on it and be like, do you want me to eat hot dogs and then go to the gym? Like, I don't understand. Like, shall we climb a mountain together so that we're adventurous yet committed because we've done it together? Like, what?
But then do you want me to sort of walk 6 feet away from you so I'm also independent of you?
And shout through my megaphone so that I'm extroverted enough for you.
Oh, wow. You just be on edge all the time. Like, am I doing this right? Am I being a good girl? Like, please stop.
This poor guy. Someone needs to give him some feedback and be like, look, honey. I'm sure you've got the best intentions, but that needs to change. I wonder how many people actually match him.
I'm intrigued.
I think it's brilliant. No. It's my favourite thing that I've seen in a long, long, long time.
So funny. I haven't seen any interesting profile. I actually deactivated my profile again after the fuckery that was the last couple of weeks. Just need a break. Sometimes you need a break. So... yeah, I'm not on the apps right now, but it is the jolly season, which means that everyone's going to be out heaps.
Yeah,
there's plenty of opportunity to meet fit men.
Yeah, it's true.
Cool.
It's true, and we're going to leave you with that thought.
This is like the final proper episode, is it? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Before I wrapped. I know we're recording the Authenticity Project, but I think that's one for the new year, guys. Sorry.
Go read it first.
Yeah. I'm still reading His Only Wife, but the only reason I haven't finished it yet is because...
It's only been a week. Oh. I don't know how much we could read if we read for a living.
Look, that's how much I've got left. You should be so proud of me.
I'm proud. Because... I'm really proud.
Oh, Kath, I must tell you, I forgot to text you. A woman stopped me on the tube and said how much they loved the bookmark I had. And they said that you should sell them on Etsy. I was like, oh, my friend made it for me. I wish I could tell you where to go and buy it but she doesn't sell them. And I was like, she really, really loved it. She was like, I couldn't stop looking at it and I was going to talk to you. And then I thought, no. And then as we're getting off at the same stop, I just wanted to say, I really, really, really love your bookmark.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So,
thank you.
Yeah,
that's cute. I mean, Mama Pebs does have to take some credit because it was basically like a workshop with her.
Oh.
My mum says she's great, so she helps me. I sort of do like, okay, this pattern's gonna go with this pattern, and then my mum will just sit there and I'll ask her a question every 5 seconds. So,
oh, bless you, honestly.
But I can make some more when I go home for Christmas.
Pass my pass it.
I'll text Mama Pebs.
Yeah. Yeah, she got. It was really lovely that she stopped me to say that, and I'd meant to say it to you. But yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful Yay. Bookmark. It's like one of my favourites. It is my favourite.
Yeah, you do use it all the time. When we met Patricia Lockwood, you told her that I made it, and she was like, "That's so cool."
And then she just saw like all of my like tabs, and she's just like, "This is weird."
Yeah, it's cute though. But anyway, right? Okay, I gotta go. I'm late. I need
It's fine. I'm still in my pajamas, so I'm gonna go like shower quickly and then come and sit and work.
Cool. Bye. And that's the app. If you like the episode, please leave us a lovely review, subscribe and share with your friends, and we'll love you forever. Follow us on socials at We Are Bookish Pod. Thanks for listening.